The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm flying solo today. No, Al Foreman is on the line. Yay. Okay. So, good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. And how are you this fine, cloudy, overcast Tuesday morning?
I thought that I was fine, but then after that little bit of a weather report, I'm not sure. Am I still fine? I'm dodging raindrops, but my mood is good.
Well, you certainly sound good, for sure.
Oh.
I feel terrible not being able to join you on the daily show, because I do enjoy interacting with you and discussing many interesting topics of nutrition and health, so that our listeners benefit by all this great information and can lead a very long, healthy, and fun-filled life. And I know that you have a lot of great information to share with them today, and I have a lot of salespeople coming in today, so we can establish some precedents as to everyday low prices with a lot of the companies that will be visiting today and, of course, the rest of the weekend from here on out. So we'll keep our listeners abreast of everything that's going on here. And I do want to invite anybody that would like to come and see the progress at Tinney's, at Save-A-Lot, please stop down and see what we're doing here, because we're creating something better than I had at Tinney's. And this is not to knock Tinney's in any way, but I think that overall you're going to experience a great deal of more pleasure in your shopping trip than you ever experienced before. So we look forward to people coming down to view Save-A-Lot and see what you're going to be in store for when we open sometime around Thanksgiving. And with that said, Janet, I'm hoping that at one point this week I can get in there for one session with you to discuss a lot of important issues with our listeners about good health. But in the meantime, we have our radio here at Save-A-Lot, and we'll be listening to the show.
Fantastic. And so I very much look forward to interacting someday further along in the week. And to all of our listeners, yes, take a trip by and take a little bit of a tour of the progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. It is amazing. And Al, words fail me with regard to how to express to people how unique Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is going to be. And the progress made now with you and Anita and Kyle working there, fabulous stuff going along very nice and quickly.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by yesterday to view the latest progress, and I think that gave you a first-hand look at what we can expect for the future and what people can expect when they come visit you in your private office here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
My gorgeous private office. It looks so very, very chic, really nice looking.
Well, it will be a lot easier for people to discuss any issue that they would like with you because of the extreme privacy that you will have in that office. So we look forward to having you and many people coming to visit you as we get nearer to the opening, which will be around Thanksgiving.
People are going to have so much fun saving so much money at Save-A-Lot.
For sure. I echo those sentiments exactly. And EDLP is what it's all about, everyday low prices.
And certainly I will be giving directions, explaining more EDLP, and inviting people to come by and take a look for themselves. It's, we're closing in on the finish line.
Yes, we are, Janet. Have a great show. We'll be listening here, and we'll look forward to doing this again tomorrow.
Okay, thanks for calling. It's so interesting because on the way here, I was tuned to a radio station and there was essentially a conversation. Someone interviewing, actually a Harvard law professor. Very interesting conversation. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, there's nobody else in the studio with you. But you could interview yourself. And so maybe I'll try a little bit of that further along in the show. That I will say, well, Janet, what do you think of this article? And Janet will have to answer. I want to get started with an article that I've quoted before. And it's of great importance to me because for years I was fighting the tide, so to speak. And what I'm talking about is that whole aspect of cholesterol is giving us the highest rates of cardiovascular disease in the world, and we have to lower our cholesterol. And no suggestion on the part of physicians about changing their diet or some reasons why cholesterol might be so high. And I would listen to my clients that their doctors would tell them time and time and time again, no red meat, low-fat diet, no eggs. And so many people that I talk to, they're eating just the egg whites. And I say, well, but the egg yolks, they are so full of sulfur. They're full of a really high-quality lecithin. That's a fat emulsifier. That sulfur is so important and so good for your immune system. And they'll say, well, but my doctor said I need this statin drug and that the yolks are full of cholesterol, so I need to stay away from them. Well, the entire time that this has been the position of the scientific or the pharmaceutically scientific community and the medical community, I've been saying no. That isn't it. And talking about LDL cholesterol, LDL cholesterol is not the bad cholesterol. It is part of how your immune system works, part of your body's typical, identifiable, known response to inflammation. Well, what I want to talk about is something that absolutely increases inflammation. And again, I'm going to talk very specifically about a report in the New York Times. And it says that for decades, the sugar industry paid off researchers to downplay the negative health effects of sugar and blame instead increased heart disease risk on saturated fat and cholesterol. And going back over documents that date back more than 50 years, a University of California San Francisco researcher discovered that a group called Sugar Research Foundation, sounds very, very official, sugar research, okay, well, they're researching into it, they're going to give us truth. Yeah, not so much. They commissioned a study in 1967 at Harvard to discredit emerging claims that the harmful effects of sugar played a role with heart and circulatory disease. Industry executives dictated what research would be included in the review and then controlled the published findings, and in no less than the New England Journal of Medicine. Okay, years and years ago, I did an interview with a physician from New Jersey, Majid Ali, and he had a a book called RDA, Rats, Drugs, and I can't remember the last part of the title, but he talked about how these prestigious medically oriented medical journals essentially were bought and paid for. That if you wanted an article printed, it wasn't so much that you were going to have an expert panel review your research and findings, but rather if you paid for it, they printed it. Okay, so the review criticized studies linking sugar and heart disease and emphasized the harmful effects of unhealthy fats, and in return, a pittance. Harvard researchers were paid about $50,000, the equivalent in today's dollars of $50,000, a conflict of interest that was never disclosed publicly. And so for 50 years, millions of Americans have opted for low-fat, sugary foods that are now associated with obesity and heart disease. We were able to derail the sugar discussion for years. By today's standards, the behavior was very bad. Okay, so what am I talking about here? Sugar. Sugar equals obesity. Obesity interferes with the proper ratio and balance of hormones. And what is unbalanced? The ratio of estrogen and progesterone. What's associated with elevated estrogen in men, certainly those moobs that were mentioned just prior to me coming on the air, as well as changes in prostate function. And over the years, as we have seen this study discredited that it was fats that created the heart disease issue, PSA is now losing its elan as the means of diagnosing prostate cancer. It's inflammation. Where's the inflammation coming from? From initially sugar unbalancing hormones. And the swelling in the prostate that's interfering with prostate function is caused by estrogen. What else happens? Stress. We know that sugar stresses your body. It's a physiological fact. Sugar stresses your body, all different organs in your body, and particularly your digestive system. Stress converts progesterone to and further unbalances hormones. Stress converts the progesterone to cortisol. And what do you have? This ongoing cycle of inflammation and a variety of diseases that cascade down from that intake, the improper intake of sugar. So critically important to understand the whole profile of how disease develops, what destabilizes our hormones, what destabilizes or takes away from our good health. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Not here today with Mr. Al Foreman, but when he come back, I can tell you where you can find him. Stay tuned for more.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit savealotnutritioncenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And welcome back. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli, and as I promised before the break, Al Foreman is hard at work meeting with the sales representatives of all of the nationally known brands that you have come to respect for the efficiency and efficacy of the products that they bring to the natural food industry. So right now, there's a very big expo going on in the Northeast, and lots of information, lots of research being presented, many new products being presented to the marketplace. But here is Al Foreman. He's available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441. And if you're heading south on 441, just about a half mile south of Sample Road on the west side, you will see the Spirit Halloween store. And if you turn right on 31st Street and immediately take another right turn, you will see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on your left. It is at the very south end of the PennDOT Shopping Center, and progress is being made. Amazing progress with regard to shelving. And Al is talking to all of those sales representatives about filling those shelves with products that are going to do the job you're looking to have done, and at prices that are unbeatable. EDLP, everyday low pricing. You don't have to wait for a buy one, get one. You don't have to wait for any kind of special percent off your purchase or coupons or anything like that. Every day you go into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and you are going to save money as well as support your good health. Okay, so just before the break, I was talking about how sugar plays such a detrimental role with how our bodies function, very specifically what sugar does to our bodies. Well, in addition to the sugar that is so ubiquitous in our food supply, there are many other additives that I think people really do need to know about. And one of the things that you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is you don't have to read the small print. When you're shopping elsewhere, you do need to read the small print. You need to look at the additives that may be not in the main body of nutrition information or the main body of supplement facts. You might have to get out a magnifying glass and go underneath that informational box and see other ingredients. I'm whispering other ingredients. Why? Because most of the time, the purveyors of that product don't necessarily want you to see those ingredients, and they put it in really small print. And they might have a variety of different ways of describing it on that label under other ingredients. Okay, so what are some of the other things that you might find in your food products and, again, in your supplement products? The more that there are chewables, the more that there are gummies, the more that there are powdered formulas on the marketplace for people who don't like to swallow capsules and tablets, the more likely you are to find these negative additives in your product. So you need to look. Okay, aspartame. It is also known as E951. So maybe I haven't necessarily seen this. I've always seen aspartame listed on the other ingredients section, but I've not ever seen it designated E951, but it is known as that, I presume, in chemical purchasing circles. Maybe that's a designation that they use. It is a sugar-free product. It's a diet product. So if you're looking for low sugar or no sugar products, you might see on a label sugar-free. What is it sweetened with? Very often when I'm talking to clients, I see that they're saying, well, no, I don't eat sugar. And then they tell me about some product that they eat. And I said, oh, does that taste sweet? Well, yes. And it doesn't have sugar in it? No. I said, do you know what it's sweetened with? And many times that is a discussion that brings a level of awareness to the purchaser that they didn't have. So things like sodas. Diet soda. If it says diet soda, it's usually aspartame. If it says no sugar added, it's another sweetener that I have even greater disregard for or disrespect for, because it literally is poison. But let's go back to the aspartame. It could be in sugar-free Jell-O, sugar-free gum. Lots of different drink mixes. Those little blue packets that you see on the table at restaurants with Equal, yeah, that's aspartame. It's artificially sugar-free cereal, breath mints, sugar-free pudding, chewable vitamins that are no sugar added. Some of the different diet iced tea products. Some toothpaste has aspartame in it. Some cough syrups have aspartame in it. Now, why do you want to be so careful and avoid the aspartame? It is a neurotoxin. There is an incredibly good book written by a retired neurological surgeon, a neuroscientist, let's call him. And he has a book, and it's called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And he talks about aspartame as a neurotoxin. And I'm going to add, and this is information from a website, Food Matters, they're saying a carcinogen. It's known to affect short-term memory. What's one thing we really want to hold on to? Our memory. The components of this sweetener may lead to a wide variety of ailments, including brain tumor. Now, we've seen so much lately about the increase in the number of diagnoses of brain tumor. And so many times the connection is made to the overuse of cell phones held close to the head. Well, let's talk about the combination of overuse of cell phones, holding the cell phone close to your head, and using aspartame on a routine basis. Diseases like lymphoma, diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, depression and anxiety, dizziness, headaches, nausea, mental confusion, and even seizures. Now, did you hear me say diabetes? What is one category of foods that so many people who are either designated pre-diabetic or diabetic, what is one category that those individuals reach for? The non-caloric sweeteners. And over the years, I've had any number of different patients, clients coming to me, and they're talking about they have very high quality medical care to address their diabetic diagnosis. And that high quality medical care is failing to balance their blood sugar chemistry. They have, let's say, an A1C number of 8, which is indicative over a 3-month period of dramatic shifts, highs and lows in blood sugar. So here's the person taking 2 and 3 medications. Their blood sugar is very unstable, and they are following what they believe to be a very health-supporting diet. What they are doing is using the non-caloric sweeteners, either aspartame, also known as Equal, or sucralose, also known as Splenda. So those are no-calorie sweeteners, but they still address imbalance in your blood sugar chemistry. So if your glucose numbers are high, if your A1C number is high, if your fructosamine number is high, take a look at any of the pre-made products. You might be drinking a diet soda or a diet iced tea. You might be using diet Jell-O just to satisfy that craving for a sweet taste after a meal. But what are you doing? You are further unbalancing your blood sugar chemistry. And then I have to say, I was stunned to read this information from the organization known as Food Matters. And they have on their website, Food Additives to Avoid. And the reasons to avoid the aspartame, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, anxiety, dizziness, headaches, mental confusion and seizures, and loss of short-term memory. And as I said, that is certainly something we want to maintain as well as possible. We know that there are, unfortunately, so many different things that may interfere with our brain chemistry, but for sure we want to avoid known neurotoxins. This is not new information. This is information that's been available based on research for years and years and years. So aspartame, a known neurotoxin. No calories, but blood sugar imbalances. Unfortunately, a very sweet taste, but you are paying a price for that very sweet taste. I will be talking next about high fructose corn syrup. So certainly we've learned lots and lots about high fructose corn syrup. And when we come back from this break, I will bring you more information on why you need to read the small print and be very certain that you're not exposing your body to high fructose corn syrup. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And when we come back, a little more of a discussion on EDLP as well as HFCS, all of those acronyms. We got to keep them straight. Stay tuned. More to come. Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and yes, you heard about going to the website SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. It's S-A-V-A-L-O-T NutritionCenters.com, and you'll find out about the progress at the location 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. And you will also be able at that web address to access past Save a Lot Nutrition Hour shows. So those broadcasts are archived on the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers.com website. And in addition to the date, they are also archived with a little bit of a hint about what the subjects are that have been discussed on that particular broadcast. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about HFCS. I'm also going to be talking about MSG, all those little acronyms. So sometimes you might skip over that if you're looking at a label and you see HFCS. You might not necessarily immediately zero in on the fact that that product has high fructose corn syrup. Okay, number one, the source of the high fructose corn syrup, genetically modified. That corn kills butterflies. Now, for me, that's very surely a really good reason to avoid corn and high fructose corn syrup. Those corn fields, because they have been grown from genetically modified seeds that make the crop not vulnerable, stand up to the application of pesticide, herbicide, Roundup. And what do we know? Roundup kills bees and butterflies. A lot of the cornfields are located on the migration pattern of monarch butterflies. And when the monarch butterflies land in the cornfields, it's a death sentence. They die. So you think that something that kills butterflies is kind of a good thing for you to be putting into your body? Nah, I don't think so. Okay, so where are you going to find the high fructose corn syrup? This might be surprising. Okay, most processed foods. So once again, reading the small print. So if you're pulling something out of a package, if you're eating something out of a can, take a look. It could very well have high fructose corn syrup. Breads. Okay, that staff of life that has become not so much the staff of life because of the dough conditioners, because of the emulsifiers, the preservatives. Remember last week I talked about, okay, so Subway and the fast food places, they're pulling out the ingredient that made their rolls and breads stick together a little bit better. It was also an ingredient in flip-flops and yoga mats. Okay, so do you think that anybody is out there thinking about your good health? Do you think that there's anyone out there making a decision, okay, well, yeah, this will make our bread really so much better. It won't be crumbly. It won't fall apart. But, oh, my goodness, what's it going to do to the digestive systems of the people who are consuming it? So you think about all those people who are going gluten-free. Maybe it isn't the gluten. Maybe it's the yoga mat ingredient. Anyhow, high fructose corn syrup in candy, obviously, flavored yogurts. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, so when people come to me and they tell me, oh, I have a really good quality diet, and I go through the different meals, and they say, well, for breakfast, I usually have a yogurt. and I'll find out, is it organic? Oh, no, not all the time. Is it plain? Oh, no, I really don't like the taste of yogurt. I need the kind that is flavored. So maybe I have vanilla, maybe I have a mixed berry. Okay, how is that yogurt sweetened? High fructose corn syrup in many cases. Flavored yogurts, okay. Salad dressings, oh, I don't buy salad dressings anymore. Haven't bought salad dressings for years and years and years. But what do I buy? I buy really good lemon juice, lime juice. I buy some balsamic vinegars. I buy a variety of different mustards and olive oil and seasonings. So it might be a little bit of cayenne. It might be any number of different herbs that give a little bit of a zing to the mixture that I make. And I have to say, I probably never make the same one twice because I don't necessarily write down any of the ingredients. And some of them I like way better than others. And if you want something that is has a little sweetness to it, raw, that's unpasteurized, organic, so that would be local honey and some mustard and some olive oil, fabulous, fabulous dressing, a little sweet and sour taste, sweet and tart taste, add some lemon juice to it. Absolutely delicious, and you're going to avoid the high fructose corn syrup that is the ingredient in many of the salad dressings, and unfortunately in many of the cereals that we feed our kids before sending them off to school. What happens when they get to school? That sugar's making them a little wiggly. They're not necessarily able to sit still and focus and pay attention to the lesson. I just read this past week about a school teacher who put those pedal cycle things, you know, people use in rehab locations. He put those under the kids' desks for after they came back from lunch, and the kids were pedaling. They were able to burn off that energy that they'd gotten from possibly too high a carb content lunch, and were able to focus a little bit better on their lessons, and their grades went up. So what a good idea. Instead of punishing the kids because they can't sit still after a high-carb lunch, they're working off that energy. High fructose corn syrup is a highly refined artificial sweetener that's become the number one source of calories in America. Keep in mind that typically when you have, let's say, a cane sugar sweetener, your pancreas secretes insulin and allows your body to drive that glucose out of your, that sucrose rather, now that has become glucose in your blood chemistry, in your bloodstream. The insulin drives that into the cell for energy. So that's a normal function of your body, how your body was meant to deal with sugar. Okay, what happens with high fructose corn syrup? There is no stimulation of your pancreas to secrete insulin. So what happens? That sugar in your blood tends to stay high, and the stress of metabolizing the high fructose corn syrup lands with your liver. So if you're dealing with elevated liver enzymes, take a look at some of the processed foods that you might be using on a regular basis, because they those foods might have high fructose corn syrup in them, and that high fructose corn syrup is contributing to obesity. There are a number of different research studies out there. I don't necessarily have them in front of me to quote the researchers who came to the conclusion that obesity, the obesity epidemic here in the United States, can be traced back to the increasing use over the past 50 years of artificial sweeteners as well as high fructose corn syrup used virtually exclusively in processed foods. So you want to look for foods that say very specifically no HFCS, no high fructose corn syrup. It is the number one source of calories in the United States. It packs on the pounds faster than any other ingredient. It increases your LDL cholesterol. Now, so often, I've mentioned this before, people designate the LDL as the bad cholesterol. No, it isn't. It is your body's immunological response to inflammation. So the high fructose corn syrup contributes to systemic inflammation. Your body's attempting to fight that, fight the damage that may be occurring because of the inflammation. The inflammation on the interior of your blood vessels. That inflammation on the interior of your blood vessels gets covered up with the LDL, and then debris in your blood tends to stick to the LDL. Theoretically, that inflammation is meant to heal, the HDL meant to break apart that LDL accumulation and bring it back to the liver and recycle it. But that's not happening because the inflammation never goes away. Pay attention to your diet. Drink high quality water. Remove those products that may be in your daily routine containing high fructose corn syrup. And certainly the end of this article concludes that the high fructose corn syrup contributes to the development of obesity because it's the highest source, the number one source of calories, and to diabetes because your blood sugar is never able to stabilize because high fructose corn syrup doesn't stimulate your pancreas to produce insulin. So when you understand these step-by-step physiological issues, you understand where we are with regard to obesity. You understand where we are with regard to literally the epidemic of pre-diabetes and diabetes. We understand the epidemic of inflammatory and degenerative diseases. So I mentioned all of those diseases that are associated with aspartame, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, dizziness, headaches, nausea. All of those, when you start to take a look at how they develop, how they come about, you understand the connection with inflammation. And certainly we know inflammatory disease, colitis, gastritis, arthritis, all those itises associated with unchecked inflammatory responses in your body. Now, there are not many, many, many natural substances that you can use to minimize the possibility of developing inflammatory disease, but that's for another day. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be right back after these messages.
Want to keep up to date on progress? At Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, you can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center. Okay, welcome back to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and now you know where to find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and you know that I will be there doing nutrition counseling in a beautiful private office, and as construction progresses, we will be actually broadcasting from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center so that you can, while you're shopping, you maybe can pass us a couple of notes about, oh, I have this question or that question, or what product in the store is the best for this issue. And the other thing that while you're shopping at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center that you will not have to worry about are any of these chemicals that I'm talking about this morning. You won't have to bring your magnifying glass to read the small print on the products because someone will have done that for you. And, okay, you don't have to wait for any special sales. And if you can't get in to shop at the store, we can provide delivery to you. We can provide mail order, web order, a variety of different services that over the years, customers of Mr. Al Foreman's stores have come to expect. The highest quality customer service. And very frequently you will hear Mr. Al Foreman saying, you're calling the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you won't have a machine answering the phone. You will have an actual live human person. And you won't have to worry that you won't get the best quality information because the people working in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center are experts in their fields. They know about the food products. They know about the probiotics. They know about the vitamins. They know about this entire spectrum of supporting your good health. Okay, so the next item that you don't have to worry about having a place in any of the foods that you're picking up at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you won't have to worry about it being in your supplements. And when I start to say, you don't have to worry about it being in your supplements, you say, oh, this would never be in a supplement. Au contraire, I have seen it in some of the discount vitamin brands. I have seen it in some of the brands possibly sold in drug stores and dollar stores and different areas where quality is not number one. In Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, quality and price share the top spot. Okay, what am I talking about? MSG. Everybody knows about MSG. When you go to the Chinese restaurant, you say, oh, no MSG in my food, please. And it is monosodium glutamate. So, number one, it's found in a lot of Chinese foods, potato chips, snack foods, chips, cookies. very often in seasoning products. So if you are picking up some spicy seasoning or sweet and sour seasoning, many different types of seasonings prepared for zipping up the flavor of what you're cooking at home, be very careful. Read the small print. You don't need to do it at Save-A-Lot, but if you're shopping elsewhere, need to read the small print. I have walked through many stores, picked up things that are kind of categorized as health supporting. Nah, not so much when you start to read the small print. Okay. Now, I believe this is changing. They're saying most Campbell's Soup's products, frozen dinners and lunch meats for sure, you got to read all of those ingredients. But I believe Campbell's Soup's has made a pledge to step by step by step remove MSG from its products. I don't necessarily know how far they've progressed, but it is a pledge. It is a point that they are moving toward. Okay, so I mentioned Dr. Russell Blaylock before in his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. He is very critical of MSG. It is a flavor enhancer. It really does wake up the flavor of different foods, particularly prepared foods. But it also affects neurological pathways in the brain and disengages, this is interesting, the satiety signal, that function that lets your brain know, I'm full. And what is the result of turning off that switch? Weight gain. So all of these things that I've talked about here this morning, the aspartame, because it's so much sweeter than sugar and because it doesn't have any calories, you think, oh, I can eat this. I can eat more of this. And then it leaves you searching for more because you want you're primed to desire that super sweet taste. The high fructose corn syrup packs on the pounds. And here's the MSG. Disengages the I'm full function, resulting in weight gain. So it is, as I said, an excitotoxin, and regular consumption can result in depression. So imagine that every day you come home from work, you're really too tired to cook, so you pull a frozen food, frozen dinner out of the freezer, and you're popping that in the microwave, and you're not paying attention to the fact that it is literally loaded with MSG. And after a little time passes, you find that your mood is starting to fall and that you really are not necessarily enjoying very much with regard to life, that you are in a depressed state. So what do? You talk to your doctor about it, and he has a handy, dandy prescription pad that will give you a variety of different things that will bring up your mood, raise your serotonin levels. Well, you're still using that MSG-laden food, so you're literally creating a battle in your brain. So, depression. But you're taking a pharmaceutical for it. You haven't removed the cause, but you're taking a pharmaceutical, and you really don't notice that your mood is not so great. Eye damage. So you think about how many people are dealing with dry eye, macular degeneration, cataracts, interference with their vision. So they keep going to get new glasses, but the new glasses don't necessarily work very well. Are they eating foods with MSG? Fatigue and headaches and certainly obesity. And it's amazing to me the number of people who are unfortunately dealing with headaches on a daily basis. Now, you're not necessarily moving into or going to the doctor's office to get a prescription medication for your headache, but on the shelves of your local drugstore, all manner of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Okay, so you take one and the headache goes away. So it's taken care of, right? Well, not so much, because the next day you start the day with a headache as well. Fatigue. So you feel like you have lead in your shoes and you're dragging yourself through the day. Why? Because the things that you are using as food aren't necessarily nourishing you. So unfortunately, they contribute to a mostly unbalanced body chemistry. What's one of the underlying contributing factors to headaches? Inflammation and toxic buildup. So the buildup of toxins that your organs of detoxification, your liver, your kidneys, your intestine and colon, they're not working very well. Why? Because they have been chemically disrupted. So, watch out for the aspartame. Watch out for the high fructose corn syrup, HFCS. Watch out for the monosodium glutamate, MSG. Flavor enhancers make things taste sweeter. What do? They interfere with how your body is meant to work. They interfere with metabolism, and they certainly interfere with brain function. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.